In this episode of Leader Feeder, let's look at some of the reasons why those great executive and management messages never seem to make it down to the frontline employees. It can be frustrating as a manager and executive when those important decisions that you make, those policy decisions, don't end up permeating right down to the frontline employees. After all, you count on the various leadership levels in your organization to take those messages and push them out so everyone can hear them. So why don't they make it down to the front line? Well, I think there's a few reasons. Number one is your frontline supervisors may not clearly understand the importance of the message, the background, and the meaning. So for you as an executive team, suggest that you take the extra time to explain the reasons for some of your decisions and talk about how those messages are going to make it down to the shop floor. I remember one of our clients came up to me and he said, I had this decision where the executive team said that they were going to push it out to all their departments. So he said, I took a copy of that memo and I handed it to someone in another department. And I said, when you actually hear this news, send me a note and let me know that you've got it. Well, 6 weeks later, the person still hadn't heard that news through their official management channels. Now, there's another reason why supervisors might not be carrying the message to the floor. They could also be overly concerned with how the employees are going to react or some of the pushback that they might get from the message. Now, of course, we want frontline supervisors to feel confident and know that even if they have some doubts about the message, their job is really to communicate it down to the front line. And quite frankly, if there's feedback that management needs to hear, the supervisor's job is also to feed back that information up the chain. So you've got to create this environment where your leaders at all levels feel comfortable asking for more clarification, but also giving you feedback without being worried that you're going to get upset or defensive when they bring that news to you. Making sure that your management and executive decisions permeate to the front line is key to keeping everybody in your organization on the same page. Whether this is your first Leader Feeder episode or you're a regular viewer, if you want to take your leadership development even more seriously, you can look at bringing us in to do on-site workshops. And you can connect with us at frontlineleadership.com, or you can join in our learning community with other frontline leaders on Facebook at Frontline Leader.